Recording 68.
You will hear the head of a centre which offers evening classes for adults. She is explaining some recent changes which have been made to the centre. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 15.
Hello. As some of you know, I'm Elaine Marriott, the head of the college's Learning Resource Centre. We've invited all of you taking evening classes and leisure activities to come and see the changes we've made to the centre in the last month. One major change we've made here on the ground floor is to the layout, as you can see from looking around you. I'm sure you'll recognise the desk. That's still in the same place, as it has to be just inside the door. But you'll see that there are now periodicals on the shelves in the corner behind the desk. We've brought them nearer the entrance because so many people like to come in just to read magazines. We now stock a far wider range of periodicals than we used to, so we've decided to separate them from newspapers. This means the newspapers are now just the other side of the stairs, near the study area. Now, another thing is that we've brought the computers downstairs. People used to complain about having to go upstairs to use them. So, they're now at the far side of the building on the right, in the corner overlooking the car park. We've now got an extra photocopier. So, as well as the one upstairs, there's one down here. You can see it right opposite the entrance, by the wall on the far side. The biggest change, though, and one I'm sure many of you will welcome, is that we now have a cafe at last. We've been asking for one for years. If you turn right, as soon as you get past the desk, you'll see the door ahead of you. It became possible to have a cafe because the building has been extended and we've now got a new office and storeroom area. What else should I tell you about before we walk round? Oh yes, we've had so many requests for books on sport that we've bought a lot more, and they're all together immediately to the right of the entrance.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you will have some time to look at the questions 16 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 16 to 20.
OK, that's enough on the new layout. We'll walk round in a moment, but before we do, something about the people who are here to help you. Of course, all the staff will do their best to answer your questions, but now we're each going to specialise in certain areas. So, if you ask a staff member about something and they don't think they can help you enough, they'll direct you to our specialist. Jenny Reed is the person to see if there are any films you'd like us to stock, as she's taken over responsibility for purchasing those. I'd better warn you that our budget is limited, so I'm afraid we can't promise to buy everything you ask for. Phil Penshurst can help you to improve your writing if you need to produce reports for your course. You can book a half-hour session with Phil to start with, Then, if you want more help, he'll arrange follow-up sessions with you. I must mention Tom Salisbury. Many people are interested in doing research or just reading about this region. The people, occupations, changes over the years and so on. Tom is a specialist in this particular field, so if you want any help, he can point you in the right direction. We've got a large collection of relevant documents, from old maps to studies of the wildlife. We have a new member of staff, Saeed Akhtar. I'm sure you'll meet him soon and will find him very helpful. If you're unemployed and want some advice on the practical aspects of looking for a job, Saeed is the person to talk to. He's also written a very useful book on the subject, which, of course, we've got on our shelves. Many of you will know Shilpa Desai, who's been working here for about 5 years. Shilpa now has the additional responsibility of giving information and advice on anything to do with housing, such as finding out what's available or whether you're eligible for financial help. Right, well, that's quite enough from me. So let's walk round the library.
That is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 3.